You are Locked On Balls, your daily podcast on the Tennessee Volunteers. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Well, happy Monday, everybody, and welcome into a new week of Locked On Vols. I'm your host, Eric Kane. So glad to have you guys hanging out with me here this morning as we kick off a new week. We will look back at what was Saturday in Tennessee's 56-0 blowout victory over Tennessee Tech. Locked On Vols, a part of the Locked On Podcast Network, every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and some Locked On Nows on Saturday, completely free wherever you get your broadcast. All right, guys, or your podcast, rather. It was a fun game to watch if you're a Tennessee fan. If you dive into the numbers like I am, you know that there's a lot to take away from this game, as now Tennessee will head on into Gainesville in the Swamp this weekend for its first SEC showdown against the Florida Gators that took Alabama to the wire the other night, so it's going to be a challenge there, and we'll get to that as the week goes on. But a Locked On Vols, at Locked On Vols on Twitter, at underscore Kaner. Don't forget Twitter Tuesday's coming up tomorrow, so all your thoughts, comments, concerns, we'll air them out here on a Tuesday edition of Locked On Vols. Before we get into a recap of what was Tennessee Tech game, don't forget that 5 days a week, all the information you need on the SEC with Chris Gordy of Locked On SEC. That's, again, Locked On SEC 5 days a week on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. So in segment one, we're going to go over some highlights of the game, some stats, and we'll get into some scoring plays. And then in segments two and three, I will hand out my grades. We'll go position by position. I'll tell you how I graded them, all that, and more. PFF grades coming up later in the week, usually a Wednesday thing. And we'll see how my grades compare to those of Pro Football Focus. So we'll go ahead and get into it. Let's look at some stats from this football game. And, of course, you know, Tennessee was overwhelming. Tennessee scored 56 points in this ball game, 24 first downs, 10 of which coming from the passing, 10 of which coming from rushing, so pretty split there. Tennessee totaled 417 yards of total offense on 79 plays, 5.3 yards per play. Tennessee was averaging about 3.2 plays per minute, which is pretty impressive. The Volunteers ran for 202 yards, averaged 4.3 yards per attempt. Tennessee threw for, 215 yards on 20 of 32 passing combined. Tennessee did have one turnover. It was a fumble from Hendon Hooker there in about the second quarter. Tennessee overall played a pretty clean game and, oh yeah, created four turnovers, including a pick six from Solon Page going the other way. So a lot to like from this game. Tennessee, one thing not to like was 4-13 on third downs. At one point in time, the Volunteers were 0-6 on third downs and like 4-4 on fourth downs. It was pretty incredible what was going on at one point in the game. But Tennessee 5-5 in the red zone, took care of business all in all. It was a clean game. It was a game that Tennessee needed. But again, this is against Tennessee Tech, one of the worst FCS football teams out there this year. And so you got to grade on a scale. Hendon Hooker, 17-25 passing, 3 touchdowns, added a rushing touchdown, tied a career high of 4 total touchdowns. Harrison Bailey, 3-7 in relief for just 16 yards. Hooker was your leading rusher on the day, 64 yards on the ground and a touchdown. Jalen Wright, 43 yards on the ground on 9 carries, averaged 4.8 yards per pop. Tyon Evans, 41 yards on the ground off 15 carries, averaging only 2.7 yards per rush, which is not good. Laneith Whitehead got some run, 5 carries, 23 yards, 4.6 yards of average. Marcus Pierce, 5-23, 4.6 as well, just like Laneith Whitehead. And Harrison Bailey had, 10 yards on 4 carries and a touchdown as well. Receiving, Walker Merrill, true freshman, led the receiving corps, 4 receptions on 4 targets for 40 yards. Valus Jones had a touchdown, long touchdown, 45 yards, 3 catches, 65 yards total. Javonte Payton, 46 yards on 3 catches. Jacob Warren, 3 catches off 3 targets, including a touchdown, as Tennessee continued to spread the wealth around a little bit. Defensively, the Volunteers, again, it was a strong showing because Tennessee Tech just is what it is. Byron Young, welcome to Knoxville. He was tied for the team high in 6 tackles. He did not have a sack or a TFL, but two guys who have yet to play this year tied for the lead in tackles on Saturday. Aubrey Solomon as well, 6 tackles. That was good to see. Christian Charles had a strong game, 4 tackles, and then a host of other Volunteers with 3 tackles. So overall, it was what it was. Biggest takeaway, and we'll talk about it more later on in the show. For me, the biggest takeaway, and it's a bad one, Tennessee, I mean, my goodness, Tennessee could not run the football against Tennessee Tech. That's the second straight week Tennessee has struggled running the football. I know Cooper Mays was out. I know Tennessee lost Kingston Harris as well. I know Tennessee played with a mixed match offensive line, kind of like we said that it would for the duration of the game, but you got to be able to run the football to win games. And Tennessee, for the second straight week, had struggles running the football. And if not for a mobile quarterback, Tennessee would be in trouble in that regard. So that was my biggest takeaway. But all in all, Tennessee worked on itself. It continued to go and try to fix, you know, mistakes and tried to work on certain things. That's why Hendon Hooker played so much, because Hendon Hooker might be your starting quarterback depending on Joe Milton's availability in the swamp. Tennessee was without a host of players. Second time in the last 30 seconds I've said host of volunteers or host of players. Joe Milton did not play due to injury. Jabari Small did not play. Cooper Mays did not play. I didn't think those two guys would play at all. Juwan Mitchell did not play. He will be back next week. Latrell Bumpus was out for the second straight game, and Bryson Eason did not play in this game as well. But we'll continue to talk about it as the show goes on. Overall, Tennessee worked on things it needed to work on. You saw it target Javonte Payton early and often in that football game. Going down the field, he dropped one. The next play, Hooker overthrew him, and then later on in that drive went to Javonte Payton for the first touchdown of the day. I mean, that was okay. We need to work on this. We're going to work on this till we get it right, and Tennessee finally got it right. Tennessee had to get Tyon Evans involved early on. Four total touches in drive number one. Four total touches in the first, six plays of the game. And so that was a lot of what we saw offensively. It was, okay, we're here. This is a glorified scrimmage. Let's work on us. So we'll continue to break down this game as we go on. But first, let's hear from Bob Kessling of the Vol Radio Network. Some scoring plays here from what was a 56-0 victory for Tennessee over Tennessee Tech. First and foremost, it was Javonte Payton, a 29-yard touchdown reception to get the Volunteers on the board. That came early in the first quarter on drive number one. With, 10:50 left on the clock, capped a two-play, 33-yard drive that only took 25 seconds off the clock. Bob Kessling, how do we sound?
Going to fake it to Evans. Hooker throws long for the end zone. That pass is going to be caught in the back corner of the end zone. Touchdown, Tennessee, Javonte Payton. Right in the back corner, went up high to get it and somehow got a foot down. 29-yard touchdown strike from Hendon Hooker on a great catch by Javonte Payton.
Later on in the first quarter, just under five ticks to go in that quarter, five-play, 37-yard drive was capped by a one-yard Jalen Wright touchdown run. Here's how it sounded.
Hooker in the shotgun, right to his right. They hand it to him, and he's hit at the line of scrimmage, falls forward, and into the end zone for a Tennessee touchdown. Good second effort by Jalen Wright that time as he gets in for a Tennessee score, and the Volunteers now lead it 13-0, set up on that great run by Hendon Hooker.
Welcome to the party, Valus Jones Jr., a really nice play on fourth down, 45-yard catch and pitch from Hendon Hooker, capping a nine-play, 96-yard drive. Here's how it sounded.
Fourth and three, Tennessee at the Tech 45-yard line. Hooker, quick slant, complete to Valus Jones, breaks a tackle to the 30, gets to the 20, makes a move to the 10, to the 5, to the checkerboard. Touchdown, Tennessee. What a run by Valus Jones.
Tennessee now leading 21-0. It went up 28-0 later in the second with just under a minute to play. A nice play action pass, Hendon Hooker to Jacob Warren.
Second and goal, Tennessee at the one. Jalen Wright to the right of Hooker. Hooker keeps it, throws it into the end zone. Touchdown, Tennessee. Jacob Warren. Great play fake that time to Jalen Wright. Hooker rolls out right, and wide open was Jacob Warren as they sold everybody to stop the run. And Jacob Warren collects his second touchdown catch of the season, and Tennessee now leads Tennessee Tech 27-0.
Tennessee led 28-0 at the halftime break, jumped on the scoreboard about midway through the third. Hendon Hooker, a one-yard run.
Hooker keeps it as he handed the ball off to Evans. Hooker keeps it in, goes over right guard, and in for a Tennessee touchdown. Good fake to Tyon Evans that he kept it and then runs over right guard and gets into the end zone for a Tennessee touchdown as the Volunteers now lead it 34-0.
Tennessee got its first takeaway in half number one thanks to Jalen McCullough interception. In half number two, interception two of what would eventually be four on the day, Solon Page, a pick six the other way, 31 yards. And Tennessee got on the board defensively to make it, 42-0 8:37 left in the third quarter.
Shanley throws that pass, intercepted by Page at the 32-yard line. Page goes down the right sideline across the field to the 20, to the 10. Solon Page is going to take it in for a touchdown, but a penalty flag comes flying at the 10-yard line. Solon Page read that, picked it off, took off across the field, got some orange shirts in front of him and took it to the end zone. But
here in the return, personal foul, illegal block below the waist, passing team, number 12.
So they're going to give him the touchdown.
The third quarter scoring capped later on in the frame, 3:38 on the clock. Tyon Evans leaped into the end zone to make it Tennessee 49, Tennessee Tech 0.
Third and goal at the 1-yard line, handoff Evans, and he dives into the end zone. Goes right over the top. Right over the top of Parker Ball in the middle of that Tennessee offensive front. And Tennessee gets another touchdown against Tennessee Tech, and it's now 48-0.
And then finally, Tennessee's final touchdown of the day was a Harrison Bailey. Nice read, nice play, 2-yard touchdown keeper midway through the fourth quarter.
First and goal at the 2. And Harrison Bailey fakes the handoff to Whitehead, keeps it around the right side. And Harrison Bailey rushes in for a Tennessee touchdown. That's his first rushing touchdown in his career, and Harrison Bailey made a nice fake, kept it, and Tennessee now leads 55-0 as Bailey directs the Tennessee team on a touchdown drive.
So that's how it sounded on the Vol Radio Network, courtesy of the vocal cords of Bob Kessling. We will get into my grades in segment numbers 2 and 3, first offensive grades, but first let's talk about Prize Picks. All right, college football fans, have you heard about Prize Picks? Prize Picks is the daily fantasy that's made easy. I love this, and I know you will as well. Prize Picks is the leader in college football sports fantasy. Prize Picks offers more college football props than anyone in the world and offers the star players of the Power 5 as well as mid-majors, so you get some players that you might not have even heard of but you could see in the National Football League. Prize Picks offers any prop that you can possibly think of, from yards to touchdowns, even interceptions thrown. Where was that for JG last year? Oh, all of those users that deposit and use that promo code is going to receive 100% instant bonus on your deposit up to $100. That's coming up soon. Your pick of 2 to 5 players on the over-under on their projections. You can also win up to 10 times on any entry. It's just you versus the projected numbers. Prize Picks allows mixed sports entries as well, so you can take the over on LeBron combined by the under of Mahomes in the same entry. Use this award-winning app on both the App Store and Google Play. Entries can be made in less than 60 seconds. It's that easy. Prize Picks is safe and offers fast withdrawal. So don't hesitate. Check out prizepicks.com right now or go to the App Store and download the app today. That's Prize Picks. It's daily fantasy made easy. And Renaissance Bank, guys, there's nothing more exciting than finding a new home and you know, owning that home. The experts at Renaissance Mortgage are here for you. They offer a wide variety of mortgage options to meet your home financing needs. Whether it's your first-time home buyer or you're looking to finance your forever home, Heath Albritton, he's going to guide you through the process to find the right option for you. Heath's been in the mortgage industry for over 26 years and has successfully helped over 10,000 families with their home financing. They're large enough to offer a wide variety of products, but small enough to provide custom, hands-on service to their clients, just like a community bank should. Call Heath Albritton today at 615-347-0578. That number again is 615-347-0578, or visit him online at therenaissancebank.com. Heath Albritton, NMLS number 1964-53, member FDIC, equal housing lender. All loans are subject to underwriting credit approval. Bank NMLS number 402-669. All right, guys, welcome back into segment number 2 of a Monday show, Locked On Vols, a part of the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your host, Eric Kane. Don't forget, guys, Twitter Tuesday is coming up tomorrow at underscore Kane or at Locked On Vols. Send me your tweets, your DMs, your comments, your concerns, your questions, all that and more. We'll answer it on tomorrow's show. So we went over the scoring, and I kind of gave a general synopsis on kind of what I thought about the football game. If you guys are VolQuest subscribers, I did a behind-the-wall type, film review type session. You can find that. I also tweeted it out at underscore Kaner when I went back and rewatched the game and made a bunch of notes and all that. But, you know, for you guys, I just, you know, it is what it is. I mean, it was Tennessee Tech. We didn't get a whole lot answered. We had a whole lot of, players that didn't play in this football game. And so I don't really know how much we can draw from it. I do know that defensively, and we'll get into that in segment number three, I mean, you got takeaways, you forced turnovers, that was great. Offensively, I thought Hendon Hooker looked fine. I mean, I really did. He turned it over once, which you can't do, but the offensive line was a mess. Tennessee struggled to run the football. It kind of just is what it is. Cleaned up the penalties, that was great. So only three penalties for 35 yards, that was really impressive. But it's just kind of a final tune-up to where you work on yourself, and that's what Tennessee did, and it'll continue to try to work on itself this week in practice before it heads down to the Swamp. So now let's get into my grading system, all right? So we will take a look at the offensive grades to start things out, and I will start with the quarterbacks. Quarterback Hendon Hooker pretty much, you know, ran pretty much the entire game. Harrison Bailey came in the final series of that third quarter and took it from there. He got about three series of work, but, you know, Tennessee again scoring 56 points, 49 of which came on offense. You had that pick six in there. Tennessee had 79 plays ran, had over 400 yards in total offense. It had 5.3 yards per play. I've already told you guys all that. So for Hendon Hooker, I mean, it starts at the top, and he was 17-25 passing, just a yard shy of 200 yards, three touchdowns. He ran the ball effectively, averaged over 7 yards per rush. 64 yards is what he netted. He did have a touchdown. I thought Hendon Hooker was fine. He did have that one turnover, so I'm going to give him a B, but I thought Hendon Hooker played just fine. Harrison Bailey, I mean, you know, he got in there and he was trying to show off that arm. He hears the chatter. I know he does. He was 3-7 for 16 yards. He made a couple of nice throws, made a couple of nice decisions, also made a couple of bad throws. It just kind of was what it was. So Hendon Hooker, with no Joe Milton in this football game, I'll say Hendon Hooker gets a B for me. We will go on to the running backs, and I'm going to give the running backs a C-. I liked what I saw from Jalen Wright. 9 carries for 43 yards. He averaged over 4 yards per carry at 4.8, almost 5 yards per carry. There was a lot out there that he left, but I thought he had a couple of nice runs, including one when Tennessee was backed up on the 4-yard line that kind of gave him some breathing room. So he scored a touchdown. I thought Jalen Wright was okay. I thought Tyon Evans didn't have the best day. Of course, he missed last week trying to get back in the flow of things. 15 carries for 41 yards. That's only 2.7 yards per pop. He did find the end zone one time, but Tennessee was put up at the 1-yard line. He was okay, but overall, Tennessee struggled to run the football. And it has a lot more to do with just the running backs. I mean, I'm going to get to the offensive line and the tight ends here in a moment, but Tyon Evans, just kind of an okay day. He had a long of 15. Jalen Wright also had a long of 15 on the day. Lenith Whitehead got into the game, and he and Marcus Spears have identical numbers. You know, 5 carries, 23 yards, averaging 4.6 yards per carry. They got a lot of the work in the third and the fourth quarter, and then Harrison Bailey ran it a couple times as well. So running backs, I'm going to give it a C- on the day, where the running back should have dominated like it did against Bowling Green. That was just not the case against Tennessee Tech, and that is very concerning. On that note, we'll go to the tight ends. Hey, I thought the tight ends were fine. Jacob Warren had 3 catches on 3 targets, a touchdown, 10 yards receiving. He did just fine. Princeton Fant caught a 7-yard pass on 2 targets. But the reason I'm giving the tight ends a B- is because of their blocking. Numerous times I saw them, a couple of times that stood out on film when I went back and watched, I saw them miss blocks or not hold on to their blocks long enough, and their guy came off and would come off and make the tackle or be in on the tackle. And just like the offensive line, the tight ends or H-backs, very involved in the run game. And so I'll give the tight ends a B-. Wide receivers get a B. I mean, you did what you were asked to do. Walker Merrell led the way, 4 receptions, 40 yards. Jones, Peyton, and Warren's a tight end, but all 3 of those guys had a touchdown. Jimmy Callaway had a long reception of 22 yards. Romel Keaton got into the fray. They tried to target him a couple times in the fourth quarter, only had 1 reception of 10 yards, but Princeton Fan had a catch, Jimmy Holiday had a catch, Anderson Kobe had a catch, his first of his Tennessee career, and then the 2 running backs each had a catch as well, and Jalen Wright and Tyon Evans. No Jabari Small in this football game. So I thought the wide receivers were fine. Javonte Payton had a costly drop early in the first quarter. I thought Javonte Payton, I'm trying to remember if it was, I think it was Payton again. I think he had a costly drop in the second quarter as well. So, you know, Peyton, outside of those 2 miscues, I thought the wide receivers did fine, and so I will give them a B. And then finally, the offensive line. Again, Tennessee racked up over 400 yards of total offense, averaged 3.2 yards per play. Josh Heupel's still not happy with the pace, and it's like, dude, you're averaging 3.2 plays per minute. I mean, what, you're in 79 plays. What are you talking about? You're not impressed with the pace. But the offensive line, it just, again, it goes back to the run game. This should have been a dominating effort. Hendon Hooker was, or Harrison Bailey was sacked once. Both of those guys were knocked on the ground a couple of times. That is not good. Hendon Hooker ran around a couple of times and avoided a sack. I thought the quarterbacks were on their backs too much. Tennessee did not dominate in the run game like it should have. I mean, again, it is what it is. I know your starting center Cooper Mays is not in there. Jerome Carvin's not playing guard, but it's more than that in my opinion. And Tennessee's got to figure it out in a hurry because yeah, Kingston Harrison went down as well. It's been a rotating door at left guard so far this year, and hopefully that's resolved starting next week when Cooper Mays comes back, or for the Florida game. But, Kingston Harris went down for a couple of plays. Cade Mays went down and didn't come back in. I think he's fine. It was on that Hendon Hooker fumble, and Cade Mays drilled the guy out of bounds, and I think he came up limping, and they were like, oh, we're not going to put you back in the ball game, and rightfully so. So the offensive line is going to get a D, and maybe it's because I graded too harshly, and if so, you guys can let me know. It's fine, but I'm going to say the offensive line gets a D because, again, you just didn't dominate physically the line of scrimmage like you should have. Just no ifs, ands, buts about it. You didn't. And so for that reason alone, the offensive line is going to get a D. All right, those are my offensive grades. Quarterback, B. Running back, C-. Tight end, B-. Wide receivers, B. And offensive line, D. What about the defense, the special teams, and the coaching, all that and more here in segment number 3. But first, sweat block. It got a little hot this weekend. You guys feel that? And when it gets hot, you want to wear what you want to wear. You want to have confidence, and you want to have something that's a must in your toiletry bag, whether it's for a big presentation or a hot date, something that everyone can benefit from. And that is Sweat Block, okay? It's doctor created, doctor recommended, works up to 7 days per use. It's the dry shirt guarantee. If Sweat Block doesn't keep you dry, you get your money back. It's featured and tested on The Rachel Ray Show by firefighters, okay? Best seller on Amazon for 10 years, over 13,000 reviews, and currently it's number one in Amazon antiperspirant category, okay? Sweat Block. If you or a loved one is struggling from the pit stains, the back sweat, the gut sweat, any of that stuff, it's a little embarrassing. I get it. Hey, I've been there before. I encourage you to check out Sweat Block. Today, you can get it for 20% off at sweatblock.com by using the promo code LOCKEDON. 20% off at sweatblock.com by using the promo code LOCKEDON. You can also get it at Amazon or at your local CVS. And what's an episode of Locked On Vols without checking in with Built Bar? 9 delicious flavors, coconut almond, cherry, raspberry, mint brownie, peanut butter brownie, double chocolate, salted caramel as well. I finally got an order of Built Bar. So I guess Josh Ward's not taking them anymore, right? And I got the the chocolate cookie dough chunk. Those are one of those limited time specialty flavors that you can get as well. So you can find them all at BuiltBar.com. But the best thing about these things are they're good for you. They look and taste like a candy bar. They're covered in 100% chocolate, but they have 17 grams of protein, only 130 calories. Most of these, only 4 grams of sugar, only 4 grams of net carbs. They're fantastic for you. They're great for the health conscious guy or gal, and they taste good. That is the most important thing. So go ahead and go online to BuiltBar.com. Use my promo code LOCK15 and check out, and you'll get 15% off your first order. That's BuiltBar.com, promo code LOCK15 for 15% off. Again, all that and more, it's all at BuiltBar.com. Welcome back in. A final segment of a Monday Locked On Vols. Glad to have you guys along for the ride and hanging out with me as you guys are driving to your morning commute via work, maybe at the gym, maybe in your cubicle, whatever the case may be. I can't thank you enough for taking your time to listen and hang out with us here on Locked On Vols. In segment 1, we went over a brief synopsis of the game, heard from some scoring plays. I gave you my thoughts on what this game meant for Tennessee. In segments 2, we went over the offensive grades, and now in segment number 3, we will discuss the defensive grades, okay? Don't forget tomorrow, Twitter Tuesday. Send in your Twitter Tuesday submissions. You can do it at _Kaner, at Locked On Vols on Twitter, or find me on Facebook, my radio page, at Kaner on Air. So defensively, again, 56-0. This was an abysmal offense. Tennessee will not come close to playing an offense like this to, again this year. Not even Vanderbilt. Okay, Kenny Seals can throw it. But Tennessee did come up with some production there, as it should have. Four sacks, eight tackles for loss, four interceptions. Tennessee held Tennessee Tech to 4 of 17 on third downs, 0 of 1 on fourth downs, and they never got in the red zone. Total offense for Tennessee Tech, 179 yards on just total offense. 71 of those yards came in the fourth quarter when Tennessee had its reserves in there. 64 plays, Tennessee Tech averaged 2.8 yards per play. The Golden Eagles netted 35 yards on the ground. They had 70 yards gained, but lost some of those via the sacks. And then 144 yards of passing offense. So, defensive line, well, what other grade would I give them other than an A? Why not, okay? Defensive line gets an A, and it was good to see two newcomers that, again, hadn't played so far this year, and Byron Young, he finally got his feet wet. He'll be a guy Tennessee counts on all year long, and Aubrey Solomon, who's been lost in the shuffle, unfortunately, but both of those two guys made their season debuts and tied for the team lead with six tackles. So, on the defensive front, again, you have four sacks, you have eight TFLs, and you create four turnovers. It all starts with the defensive front going up against an offensive line that had like three freshmen starting, and again, it's Tennessee Tech. So it was what it was, but good to see Aubrey Solomon. Jaquan Blakely, I thought, played a really, really good game. He was back there in the backfield all the time, it felt like. Tyler Barron had half a TFL, three tackles on a quiet day. But again, when you go up against a less opponent, it feels like a lot of these guys gets lost in the shuffle too, because I said this about Bowling Green. A lot of the tackles that would come to the linebackers get taken up at or behind the line of scrimmage, you know? So a lot of times it's like, well, this guy only made two tackles in this game, or this Juwan Mitchell didn't make a tackle. He didn't show up on the stat sheet. Did he play? He didn't get Tennessee Tech, but he. I'm referring to Bowling Green because he played every snap, or most of every snap. He just, you know, the offensive line was so bad that a lot it affects the stat sheet is all I'm going to say. So defensive line gets an A. Linebackers get an A. I thought this was pivotal game for Jeremy Banks, because with Juwan Mitchell out of the ball game, he played pretty much the entire game up until it got to mop-up duty, and he called the defense, right? So that was crucial for Jeremy Banks. He didn't have the stats. He didn't stand out or anything. I mean, he had two assisted tackles. It was what it was. But this game was big for Jeremy Banks because he played a lot of snaps, and he ran that defense from that Mike spot with Juwan Mitchell out. So Solon Page got an interception. I thought Aaron Beasley flew around, so I'll give the linebackers. And I thought William Mohan, when he came in there, he didn't know what he was doing, but he was flying around as well. So I'm going to give the linebackers an A. Defensive backs, well, you pick off four passes. You pick off three passes. The other one came from Solon Page. You're going to get an A as well. I was going to give the DBs a B because Tennessee Tech picked up quite a few passing yards in the fourth quarter, but again, you had, you know, reserves in there. Tamari McDonald, Deshaun Rucker, a true freshman, Brandon Turnage, who's trying to get his feet wet, Kamal Haddon played as well, you know, Christian Charles, some of those in there. So I'll give defense all three levels get an A. It was what it was. I mean, it's not like I'm not going to punish them for playing against Tennessee Tech, right? So D-line, linebacker, DBs, all get an A. Let's go to special teams. Well, if we look at the special teams numbers here, Toby Wilson had 9 kickoffs, 532 yards where it sailed through the air. He averaged 59.0 yards per kickoff. Only 2 touchbacks. That's got to improve, but when Tennessee's kickoff coverage unit is so good, teams start to fair catch against them. So in my little mock-up at VolQuest.com, I track this. Toby Wilson touchbacks 2. Toby Wilson kickoff fair catches 4. So of the, what was it? What did I say? 7 kickoffs? 9 kickoffs? 9 kickoffs, okay. 7 of them were brought back to the 25 because it was either a fair catch or it was a kickoff through the end zone for a touchback. 6 of those. The other drives that started for Tennessee Tech when they actually tried to return them, the 15, the 25 one time because there was a penalty, and then the 13. So, again, Tennessee did a great job. On kickoffs, you want Toby Wilson, while he's filling in for Paxton Brooks, to get that ball through the end zone. Right now it's not happening, but that kickoff coverage unit is being fantastic. We'll go to the punts. Paxton Brooks did not punt in this ball game. Again, trying to get back to full health. Freshman and Oneida great. Kobe Morgan chimes in. Four punts, 154 yards. He averaged 35.5. That's not great, but he had a beautiful, beautiful 55-yard punt that dropped at the four-yard line for Tennessee, and Tech was backed up in its own end zone almost at one of those times. He shanked one punt. That's why I'm going to give the special teams a B, because he shanked one punt. But outside of that, I thought the special teams played a great job, and I thought Kobe Morgan was off and running in his Tennessee debut. So Morgan did a decent job punting for Paxton Brooks. I thought the kickoff coverage unit was fantastic. Chase McGrath really didn't get an opportunity to kick any field goals, but Tennessee was perfect for PATs. Also, you had JT Carver, true freshman, that kicked the last PAT. So special teams gets a B, and then coaching gets a B. You know, again, how well did Tennessee's coaching staff do in this game? I don't know. I mean, it was Tennessee Tech, right? They just played the game that was on the schedule. They got scheduled, what, 4 years ago by Butch Jones. But, or 5 years ago, whenever the case may be. But I thought Tennessee did a nice job of working on what it needed to work on. Hendon Hooker needed reps. He stayed in there and played an awful lot. Tennessee was trying to target down the field passing and fix it with Javonte Payton. They did it until it got a touchdown from Payton, from Javonte Payton. You could tell that Tennessee was trying to work on things in this game, and that's what it should have done, treating it like a glorified scrimmage. I thought it was a smart move to hold a couple guys out of this ball game that should be back for next week, so I will give the coaching staff a B. But again, at the end of the day, a lot to nitpick from this game. Biggest thing, Tennessee did not control the line of scrimmage, and Tennessee did not run the football well. That doesn't sit well with me, and you hope that that can start to be fixed with the addition of Cooper Mays back to the offensive line to center, moving Jerome Carvin over to guard. And then maybe down the line, I still think this offensive line's one move away. Maybe you slide Cade Mays back down there at a guard somewhere and bring in a tackle, but what I thought, Tennessee would be looking at some tackles in this game. I don't think that they got enough snaps to really matter at the reserve, you know, tackle spot. So we will have to see. But that is Tennessee against Tennessee Tech. We'll reflect on it once more earlier or later this week when we get the PFF grades. We'll go over that. But overall, it was a beating. It was a beatdown. Tennessee Tech, just like we knew it would be. Now, the test gets harder as Tennessee travels down to Florida for the Swamp to kick off SEC play. A Florida team that took Alabama to the brink over the weekend. So we will spend the bulk of the week dissecting that. Brandon Olson of Locked On Gators, we're going to cross over with him probably on Friday to get you set, have a little fun on that Friday show, get you set for what's to come. And we'll have Josh Ward on Wednesday. We'll have a whole lot more. Plus, we're going to hear from a recruit later, a commit rather, later in the week as well. So looking forward to that. Lots to get into here on Locked On Vols this week. So you're here now. Don't think about even going anywhere else. So we talked Locked On Vols today. We'll have Twitter Tuesday tomorrow. But right now, once we're done with this podcast, check out Locked On Bets. Your boy Q, handicapping expert Lee Sterling. They've got your favorite picks of the day, blowout special, daily picks, and wrong team favorite picks. All that and more. It's the Locked On Bets podcast brought to you by BetOnline.ag. You can find it wherever you get your podcasts. Again, Twitter Tuesday tomorrow. Let's hear from you. Let your voice be heard. What do you got? We'll talk about it tomorrow at _Caner, at Locked On Vols, and at Caner on Air as the Facebook page. Would love to hear from you guys. Thank you in advance. Monday's show is in the books. Looking forward to a sharp and a fun Tuesday edition of Locked On Vols. That's coming up tomorrow. But until then, have a great rest of your Monday, everybody.